Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audioboo audio blog on Monday the 7th of November. I'm currently recording a daily Audioboo audio blog as part of Napod Pomo, and I have mostly been focusing on the nice things in life, but today I've been listening to people's posts about bucket lists and so on, and that's prompted me to think about the fact that one thing that has been a major has had a major impact on me over the last couple of months or so is the death of my favourite uncle Chris, who actually used to listen to my audio boos and be on Facebook and so on. It's really blown a big hole in me, and you know, actually, I couldn't have spoken about this any earlier because I probably would have just cried. But as it is, I've gone back to reread a letter that he wrote to my youngest sister, Hannah. He was a fantastic person, and I'm not just saying this because he's no longer with us, but he was a fantastic person. And I'm very lucky to have had him in my life. He was an amazing and inspirational person. He was actually a priest, but he didn't sort of shove religion down people's throat in any way. He just believed in living a good life. And in this letter to Hannah, he says a couple of things which I think, you know, I take some comfort from. He says, "Ultimately, for me, life is not about length of years and days, but living fully with what I have been given. That remains what I aim to do, even in this time when I have to let go of so much that shapes my life normally." He was already in hospital at this time. "Not least the work I love, accompanying people on their journeys of self-discovery and growth. I hope one day to be able to return to this work, but letting it go for now is harder than I imagined." And he says, "I hope that whatever helps you find meaning and purpose in life brings you joy and hope, especially on the days when things are tough." And he also says, "Don't apologise for girly writing paper. Fun and frivolity are vital to life too." So there you go. I do miss him very, very much indeed. And it has made me think about trying to live my life to the full, trying to make sure that the work I'm doing is work that I love, trying to make sure that I enjoy life. Also, on the subject of thinking about bucket lists and trying to make sure that things are done before death, there is something very, very important that I've picked up on recently that we do need to do. And that is that we need to get our will and our financial arrangements sorted out so that if myself or my husband or both of us die, we've actually got things in place to make sure that Aled is properly cared for. And so we are actually following that up at the moment to get everything sorted so that people don't have to guess what we wanted invent arrangements. We want to think things through and make sure that provision is put in place for Aled to be cared for and for Aled to have the money that he needs to do whatever he needs to do. And that is, obviously not something that's particularly fun to think about, but we think it's very necessary. And in terms of bucket lists, I have all sorts of aspirations in terms of living life to the full and loving and being loved and all the other things that people were talking about. But also I think it's absolutely essential to get the will and financial infrastructure and guardians named and that sort of thing for Aled as well. That's all for now. Bye.